you have a nice lunch? So grateful for the fruit. In this hour, we'd like to study about the crossing of the sovereignties of God and Satan in the history of the Providence of Restoration. Adam didn't resemble God and become completely one with God, becoming a being of goodness alone, but Satan formed blood ties with Adam, and so good and evil were inside of Adam. So ever since that time, God has been working in providence to separate good from evil. The people, so looking at the period from Jesus' time to the second advent, there was the Cain-type view of life and the Abel-type view of life, centered on Hellenism and Hebraism. So, history has flowed from opposite sides. Jesus died on the cross, so God could not fulfill his providence in the flesh, physically. Jesus guided his disciples spiritually, and they propagated Jesus' message and spread the Christian movement. But then the Christians had to go through a 400-year persecution period in the Roman Empire. God started on top, but then because of the fall of Adam and Eve, then God has got to go to the bottom and start his providence from the bottom, where nobody believed in God's will. But at the time of St. Augustine recognizing Christianity, then God's will could be upheld and respected. And then at the time of Charlemagne, this Christianity became the national religion, thus making the Christian Empire. But then this lasted until the divided kingdom of East and West. But then the papacy became corrupt, defiled, and so God's will was not revered by the people anymore and fell down, and Satan's will went up, Satan's culture went up, until the Reformation of Luther to bring God's position back up and people respecting God again. And Satan's went down. So people were the reason to determine whether the God's position would go up or Satan's position would go up. God and Satan didn't decide this, but the people were the determining factor to determine whether God's position would be up or down. The central figures appear through history representing mankind. So the central figures had to go through much persecution and suffering, but it wasn't only the central figures alone that were suffering, but they were suffering on behalf of God, together with God, experiencing God's heart and difficulty throughout history. There are so many tears shed this time, and so many prayers shed. We have to know the heart behind this. People didn't know the essence of Satan, the fundamental reason Satan became Satan, who he is. And so the people didn't know that Satan's sovereignty was so bad. So true parents come and teach clearly about Satan's nature and the consequences that Satan's dominion brings. So, when we shouldn't doubt God or resent God, what He is doing, and complain about our situation we're put in and say it's God's fault. Wherever we're put, we should know that God is on my side. And God is waiting for me to fulfill my portion of responsibility. And God is waiting for me to really try hard to do His will. God is always waiting for me. But if we think that we are working by ourselves, alone, then we shouldn't think like that, because we should know that God is with us. God said that He would always be with us, no matter if we're persecuted, or we're going through difficulty. God won't let us go by ourselves. God promised the central figures that He would be with them. But God didn't just promise the central figures, but this promise is also directed towards us, people. We received the blessing so that we would have nothing more to do with Satan, and we would have God's lineage, so God could relate directly with us. True parents open this way. So, the thing that hurts true parents the most is when he hears that the blessed central families are being persecuted, or people are pointing fingers at the blessed central families. We have to know, we have to protect our position. And we should keep our position so that we won't be attacked by Satan. But we lose our position and we allow Satan to invade us. If we were acting the way we did because of ignorance, then now is the time to know and change our lives. So, behind the crossing of the sovereignties of God and Satan was tears and difficulty. And there was God and Satan behind the events that the central figures did. The progress of history and the age of the providence restoration. So there was a Cain-type view of life, and this became the satanic flow of history, and there's Abel-type of life. able view of life, and this became the able type view, flow of history. So the satanic societies, satanic cane-type view of life throughout history, the satanic primitive societies haunted the world by struggle and division. And on God's side, the God-centered society, is values of that are centered on interdependence, mutual prosperity, and universal shared values. So throughout history, there have been clan societies, feudal societies, clan societies in the satanic world, and then clan society on God's side centered on Abraham, and feudalistic societies on Satan's side, and feudalistic societies on God's side centered on the judges, and monarchic societies like Egypt, Babylon, and Hittites. And then on God's side, there's the God wanted to make a monarchy centered on goodness. So this is why he made the United Kingdom under King Saul. Just as man has both internal nature and external form to resemble God and become people that inherit God's Shimjong, and then the place we resemble God in image, both man and women, and we come together to truly resemble God's image in whole, centering on the absolute sexual organs. So Adam and Eve get married and share their first love, and God dwells together with them. This is God's ideal, and in God's kingdom of goodness, God wanted to have this ideal happen in the kingdom, but the kings fell into immoral acts, sexual acts. They didn't uphold absolute sex, but especially Solomon's time, he had so many wives and didn't uphold absolute sex. And so, because of Solomon's failure in unification of Eastern Empire, because of Solomon's failure in the temple, to keep the temple of God pure, then God had to separate the kingdom to divide evil and good. So he divided Israel into North Kingdom of Israel and South Kingdom of Israel, of Judah. In order for the brothers, Cain and Abel, to become one, they need parents. So in order for the democratic world and the communism world, and democracy, or and materialism to unite, they need to have a uniting ideology. God used the societies of the democratic type to unite these two, to guide them into the heavenly kingdom of goodness on earth. Centering on democracy developed by capitalism and material. The democratic worlds became wealthy with material, and the communist world didn't have material but became, but gained internal ideology or, instead. This is in the beginning. The democratic world was centered more on the spirit, but now it's more centered on material. We need to know the direction of history. The people of Judea were supposed to unite with Jesus and receive rebirth spiritually and physically, but because of the cross, they weren't able to fulfill this. But Christianity spread to Israel and then spread to the Roman Empire. This was spiritual Christianity. Went to the Roman Empire, and then went to the England. In the Roman Empire, though, there was a struggle between Protestant and Catholic, Catholicism. And this was such a sad time, with so much bloodshed. So many people died during this time, killing each other, and then seeking for religious freedom, the people left Europe and sought for the land where they could practice their faith, and this was America. In the Roman Empire or in Europe, the Industrial Revolution happened, and because of the Industrial Revolution, they needed more material, and so they began the colonial policy of propagation of Christianity to liberate. Colonial policy to get colonies, and then also the propagation of Christianity happened throughout this time. So because of the propagation of Christianity, the movement to liberate colonies started. The people that left Europe to seek spiritual Christianity or seek their faith were the Puritans on the Mayflower. So many people died on the way over across the ocean. And when they reached America, it was winter, so they had to stay in the boat. And many people died, but they didn't touch the grain. They kept that. And they kept their faith. And even though people died, they kept that grain for the sake of the future. And once the people landed on ground, the first thing they did was they built a church. And then they built a school, and then they built their houses. And when the people kept the grain, even though they were dying, they kept the grain so that they could plant the seeds for the future of the children. And once they harvested the grain, instead of putting it in their mouths first, they offered it to God. And this was Thanksgiving Day, celebration of Thanksgiving to God. Why did God give America the blessing? It was in order for America to rise and develop so that they could bless the rest of the world. And make a realm so that the Messiah could come and act freely. The archangel doesn't have responsibility, but he is supposed to help Adam and Eve so that they can fulfill their responsibility. America, centering on the Christianity, is supposed to prepare and complete his mission to prepare the Christian foundation to receive the Messiah worldwide. When the Korean War broke, then the UN sent 16 nations, people from 16 nations, to come and save, solve the problem in Korea. And the America at that time sent their husbands and their sons they loved so much off to a land called Korea. Many people didn't even know where Korea was, but they sent people to Korea because they wanted to stop the war. Jesus went through Rome to spread to the earth, to the world, and the Messiah goes through America to spread through the world. So we are working in America through President the Bush family, through the UPF, and the Able Type UN, the Cane Type UN. Because America is in relation to both Cain type Eve and Abel type Eve, which is Cain type Eve is Japan, Abel type Eve is England, they both have monarchies, and the Elder Son nation is a democracy. And so the archangel has the position to unite the two monarchies. Christianity, originally, the mission isn't supposed to be democratic, but monarchic. In order to make the cosmic king of peace, then you can't do that with democracy. But America must embrace the monarchic societies in the world, which is Japan and England, and then make a Christian monarchic society and make a point so that your parents can be the king of God, can be the king in this Christian monarchic society. If you see some families that are not living right, then you shouldn't just point fingers at them, but you should reflect and think, how should I live my life? I might be late in realizing the way that I should live, but even now is not too late to change my lifestyle to live centering on God and do God's will. Talked about how human portion responsibility affected the course of history. So this is the period of preparation for the second advent of the Messiah. These are the table of contents. When you don't have time, if you just even take the table of contents and explain it, then you can give the core content of the lecture. And even if you just, so you should put the table of contents in your head and really understand it and feel it, because when you speak, you're not just speaking words, but God's heart is inside of those words. And then when we hear the words, our hearts will be revived. And but the reason that we can't, our hearts aren't revived when we hear the words, there's because we only hear the words. But we should have open our hearts to be vessels, to have the fire that we had in the early days of the church. We need to have heat. We need to have fire in our hearts. But our fire has been... So if we have been following this path for 20 years, 30 years, our level should be rising. Our level of faith and our level of inspiration, and our hearts should be maturing more and more together with the Word. That means that we are practicing and living in oneness with the Word. they received the blessing, but there's so many people that don't even understand the value of the blessing, the meaning of the blessing. So you can think of God's heart and true parents' heart and how much this must grieve them. So we need to re-realize many things about our responsibility and be reawaken. The period from 1517 to 1918 is 400 years. It's called the period of preparation for the Messiah. This is divided again into three periods. The period of the Reformation, 130 years, from 1517 to 1648. And then the period of religious ideological conflicts, 140 years, and the period of maturation of politics and economy and ideology from 1789 to 1918, 130 years. Okay, let's talk about the period of the Reformation. The outline of this is that this began in 1517 when Martin Luther raised the banner of the Protestant Reformation in Germany. This period lasted until the wars of religion were settled by the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648. The character of this period was shaped by the Renaissance and the Reformation, both products of the medieval feudal society. The cause for the Reformation and Renaissance to arise was in the medieval feudalism, and the secularization of the Roman Church time, the human original nature was repressed, and because of the resistance against this repression, the Reformation and Renaissance arised. So there are two types of desires for human original nature, external and internal. The external movement became a movement for a revival of Hellenism, became the Renaissance, and the expression of the resistance for the human original nature was the internal part, was the movement for the revival of Hebraism, Reformation. This led to the Reformation. The Renaissance talks about the Renaissance was the study of classical Hellenic heritage, and this expanded to every aspect of society, including politics, economic life, religion, and became the external driving force for the construction of the modern world. And then the Reformation, the secularization decadence of the church leadership, caused the rebellion against the ritualism and churches of the church. And the church, they went around receiving donations. But then when the church couldn't collect so many donations from the people, then the Pope Leo X began selling indulgences. At that time, not anybody could read the Bible. Only the Pope and few people could read the Bible, which was written in Latin. But with the translation of the Bible, then anybody could read the Bible. So somebody translated the Bible into German. And so German was spread around the earth, and then so that they could read the Bible, and then this was translated into English. This spread to England and was translated into English. So the culture of the mother was spread through England throughout the world, and now the culture of the father needs to arrive. So the culture of Rome was Latin. This is the culture of the sun, and then the culture of Eve of England is the culture of Eve, the mother. And so we need the culture of the father. In the beginning, when people, the leaders, attended fathers' meetings, they didn't understand what was going on. That when they bow to true parents, they have to bow 90 degrees, and instead of sitting on the chairs, they sat on the floor. And father said that this isn't just the unification way or the Korean style, but this is the style of heaven. And the language and culture of Korea is most close to the culture of heaven. I'm not trying to make you into unificationists or gods, I mean, into Koreans, but I want to make you into sons and daughters of God, inheriting heaven's culture. God doesn't consult with human beings when he makes his plans. When father says that he did things by himself, but we think, what do you mean? You know, I worked so hard, and I went around, and I worked so hard to help you. But so if we don't understand the meaning of this, we can start to complain. So what we do is we are just fulfilling the will that God decided, and with absolute faith. And so we proclaim God's victory. The center of our life should always be God, and the motivation of our life should always be God and the will, not ourselves. So the Reformation was a movement to revive the Christian church. The wars of religion which swirled around the Protestant movements continued for more than 100 years until 1648, when the Treaty of Westphalia ended the 30 years war, which was fought on the soil of Germany. Okay, and then the next period was the period of religious and ideological conflicts. This started with the securement of the establishment of Protestantism at the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648 and ended with the French Revolution in 1789. Because of these two movements of Reformation and the Renaissance, this brought people internal and external freedom to pursue the internal and external desires that were repressed. But now they could have the freedom to pursue the internal and external desires flowing from their original nature. As people exercised freedom of faith and thought, they could not avoid divisions in theology and disputes among philosophers. God has worked His providence restoration through the course of history by repeatedly separating those representing Abel from those representing Cain, from the individual level to the world level. The last days, this fallen world is divided into Cain-type communist world and the Abel-type democratic world. Okay, so let's study the Cain-type view of life, humanism. The pursuit of the external aspects of their original nature first aroused a movement to revive the ancient heritage of Hellenism and gave birth to the humanism of Renaissance. And so this divided into empiricism and rationalism that was founded by the French philosopher Descartes, maintained that the investigation of truth can be found only on man's innate reason. The Cain-type view tend to lead people the direction to separate from God and cease faith in God. So, people that stood on the communist side or separation from trying to separate people from God stood on the Cain-type side. The Cain-type view of life, which budded after the Renaissance and grew through the Enlightenment into atheism and materialism, matured into the godless ideology of Marxism, which became the cornerstone of the communist world of today. The Cain-type view of life, or communism, is a more internal ideology, but the democracy is more a movement of external, became a more external system. But it should be more filled with spirit and ideals. The able type view of life we need to live lives that can go back to seek God in a deeper, thoughtful way. So why are we doing what we're doing? Not for my sake? And it's not that Unification Church is doing it. God gave me words, but those words shouldn't just remain as words. We should receive those words and understand the value and use those words to move forward. Let's study the able type view of life. The able type view of life. This was because of the original nature of medieval people not only pursued external values, but it also sought internal values. And as medieval people were prompted by their original nature to pursue internal values, a movement arose to revive Hebraism, which bore fruit in Protestant Reformation. And this able-type view of life guided modern people to seek God in a deeper and more thoughtful way. So the Cain-type world is communist, and the able-type world resulted in democracy. So we see that in order to form these two types of world today, the two types of view of life, it was because of the two types of view of life in order that formed these two types of world. All people are related, belong to both these two types of view of life. We all have Cain type view of life and Abel type view of life. Even husband and wife have this. Everybody has the Cain type view of life and Abel type view of life. If you look at some type of a teacher, there's a more Cain type view of life. Teacher, somebody that is closer to that, and there's a teacher that is more Cain type view of life. And politicians, there's leaders that are more able type and leaders that are more Cain type with this kind of view of life. Same as scholars and so when we go to the store to buy a book, we have to look at the author and understand that author's type view of life. We have to know their view of life and read their book. If you read a book and think, oh, I never heard this type of view before, this is amazing, and this person has a PhD, that doesn't mean anything. You have to know the type world view that this person has, because this will influence you and shape your view of life. You have to know the background of the author and what kind of type of view of life he has. If your child is studying really hard and reading books really hard, you have to know what kind of book he's reading and who wrote it. And if you are going to read a book with Cain type view of life, you have to know what the Cain type view of life is, so you can notice it when it comes up, and you can read it. But if you don't understand these views of life clearly, then you can be influenced, and this can shape your mindset. So Satan is propagating his view of life throughout the world through his word. So we have to center our values on true parents' words. Right? What are you going to center your values on? Somebody's words, some scholar's findings? Of course, it's good to study them, but we need to understand absolute values. In this world, there's never been an absolute. People just study things centering on their own type view of life, on their own self. So we are blessed people. In this world of relativism, where nothing is absolute, we are given the absolute values. So, when we hear the words that we are in this kind of situation and centering on absolute values, we need to go in this direction, then we are so blessed that we know clearly what our direction is. People in this world might seem like they're happy, but they're all struggling for power, for more power, or if your values is to possess many things, then you're always striving to get more and more things, because having things is your value. Then it becomes more and more difficult for you. So actually, it might be better in that case not to possess much. If you possess a lot, but use that for the sake of God's will, then that is correct. But if you don't, and you just try to possess things to satisfy your own desires, then this will choke you. We need to study the Cain type view of life and the Abel type view of life, because we possess them within ourselves. We have some blessed families that are more soaked in the Cain type view of life, and some views that are more towards the Abel type view of life. Just because you're a church leader, you're not all God's true sons and daughters, and you're not straight. You know this yourself. All people in this world belong to these two types of view of life. Before you know the principle, this isn't very clear. But once you know the principle, this becomes very clear. So we need to know the principle and make redetermination and restart. We might hear God, a sermon or nice words, and we think, oh, those are nice words, but we don't think that it has much to do with us, or it doesn't resound inside of us, in our core. We need to change our direction of life, and we need to make conditions of indemnity to restore ourselves to go back to the original position. In order to get to the original position, we must walk a course to make conditions of indemnity to step each step of the way. Many people don't know exactly where they stand. Of course, there are people that are standing in the midway position, or more to the Cain type, more to the Abel type. But we must live our lives so that we don't make conditions that can be invaded by Satan. The third point is the period of maturation of politics, economy, and ideology. This period lasted for 130 years from the French Revolution through the Industrial Revolution to the end of the First World War. So, let's look at the maturation of politics, how this happened. This is for how God organized the environment so that he could send the Messiah. If the Messiah, if the environment isn't made right, then if the people turn to faithlessness, then the environment can kill the Messiah. So, God's will was to make a monarchic society to receive the Messiah, that the Messiah could lead, but God saw that the monarchic society would kill the Messiah if he came to that foundation. So God got rid of the monarchic society to make a democratic society, so that when Messiah came, that the society wouldn't kill him. So the democratic society is a society to practice of freedom of faith, but this isn't the goal of the world, but the democratic world has to go back to the form of the monarchic society. True parents are the eternal true parents. True parents who come with the absolute ideal of peace. They come as the king of peace. They are the rulers of true love and Godship. A democratic society has both a Cain-type democratic society and Abel-type democratic society. They are not the same. The Cain-type democracy was started from the French Revolution. This is when the leaders of atheism and materialism were awakened to the flaws of the absolute monarchy, and they started to tear down the remnants of the feudal system. And that is how communism formed, because of the atheism and materialism ideals of the French Revolution. The Abel-type democracy started with the Democratic Revolution of England and the USA, when the able-type democracy was born out of sincere Christians' victorious fight with absolutism to win religious freedom. This was the spirit of the Founding Fathers. People that are people that sincere Christians that were fighting for a land to praise God and do God's will, this kind of Christian has become rare to find. Church became a place to just relieve stress. That if you go to stress, you can listen to something nice and sing songs and dance and clap your hands and laugh. But it's not a place to go to church and make redeterminations to do God's will and save the world. But churches became a place to just relieve stress. I met a man that was really busy, but he, on Sunday, he left his work, even though he was so busy, and he went to, he said he was going to church. And I asked him, why are you going to church? He said that I'm going there to receive grace. And he said that, how do you receive grace in your church? By receiving salvation. And I said, how do you know that you receive salvation? He said, it's when you start to speak in tongues. If you can speak in tongues, then you receive, that's a sign that you receive salvation. So we see that Christianity is losing the core of its mission. Those kind of churches are dead churches. It's called the sleeping giant. In Europe, all the youth have left the church, and the family ideals are all broken. The only thing that's left in Europe is that you keep the law. Don't break the law. People left churches, the families are broken. People won't realize. Two parents went to Europe and to America and invested in America and spread his word throughout America. And even though the people took so long to realize those words, there will come a time when they all awaken to listen to those words. And so true parents continue to invest and teach the people. True parents are still working. The separation of powers is the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. The legislative, executive, and judicial branches should resemble the human being. All, just as the stomach, heart, and lungs are all connected to the brain, means that they all have the same purpose. And they can't live without each other. They all have their own unique missions to fulfill, but then they are all connected. There are roots, stem, and the leaves, and the this Satan was defectively mimicking an aspect of the principle ahead of its realization by God. Legislative, executive, and judicial branches need to resemble the system of the stomach, heart, and lungs. Just like in the human body, the brain gives the direction to the spine, through the spinal cords, to the peripheral nervous system, to every part of the body. And then the ideal society, God sends his message through the Lord of the Second Advent, through the followers. Like, and the followers fulfill the missions of the stomach, heart, and lungs, and then they send all their nutrients, or the message, or will of God, throughout the world. This is making an ideal economic system. And the human body, it has a vertical relationship with the brain, and then a horizontal relationship with each other, the parts of the body have a horizontal relationship with each other. And then in the ideal society, we will have a vertical relationship with God and a horizontal relationship with each other. The process of the restoration of separation of powers, beginning there was the monopoly of powers by a king. And then the king had powers, and the church was the party. But then the party, the politics, politics separated the powers. But then this needs to return to an ideal society that is ruled by God's word. By this can't happen though unless we receive God's word and make it part of our own, and we become people of Shimjung. This is when the ideal society can be made. In the original world, the ideal society isn't a society that rules, but it is a society, the government just manages the world, but it doesn't rule and govern and order things. This system is a system that takes care of the world. It's like a manager. And in the ideal world, the economic system, in the ideal world, it is a system to distribute. It's a system of distribution equally to all people. so that people have is what they need. Not like some people have too much and some people have too little. There have been revolutions throughout history, like industrial revolutions and many political revolutions and stuff, but we try to revolutionize our environment, and we think that if we revolutionize our environment, then everything will go well, but people are the owners of this environment. So unless we revolutionize the people, then there will always be problems. So we need to have a revolution of man so that man can go back to God's realm. This is the revolution by the blessing to bring people from Satan's lineage back to God's lineage. We can do this instantly through the blessing providence. We do this centering on the Hunduk family church. All we have to do is guide people through God's word. We have so many words left by true parents. So we become the placentia families to stand in the forefront of upholding God's words and reading God's words, studying God's words, and embodying them together in the family Hunduk church. Hunduk family church. The God's ideal is to make a world without sin, a pleasant living environment. And so the Industrial Revolution began in England. This rose out of God's providence to restore the living environment to be a suitable one for the ideal world. The Industrial Revolution, then the machines made so many things that they couldn't use. And so they needed to sell these materials or these products to overseas or to places that would buy them. And so they needed to make a road to sell their products, and they needed colonies so that they can get raw industrial raw material as a source. But then, wherever the Industrial Revolution touched, the missionaries went after them to bring God's words, and wherever they went, they were supposed to give God's blessing and come back. The colonies were needed in order to, and the Industrial Revolution brought the industry to all places around the world to make a pleasant living environment. And the missionaries were supposed to go around the world and educate the people internally to prepare them internally and externally to receive the Messiah. But then the central groups that were to receive the Messiah failed, and so true parents had to start from scratch. But now is the time to start a new providence. Okay, this is the ideal world that resembles the structure of a healthy human body. God's ideal creation externally is to restore a pleasant living environment and realize a society without sin. And in order to make this, you need people and a system to govern people. And the human being, man has stomach, heart, and lungs governed by the brain. And this is how you maintain your life. In politics, you have the legislative, executive, judicial structures. In economy, you make, there's production, distribution, and consumption. The production is because you make things because they're necessary and you make a sufficient amount. And distribution has to be fair and sufficient for the needs of people. This has to be. And then consumption has to be reasonable and in harmony with the purpose of the whole. And if there's leftovers, then there should be reservation, like in the liver. It has to be reasonable consumption. Just because you have it, it's in your hands, doesn't mean that you can use it just however you want to. But this has to be reasonable and in harmony with the purpose of the whole. A plant has roots, stems, and leaves. And the person has stomach, heart, and lungs. Politics has legislative, executive, judicial. And they all have to have a good relationship, a give and take, a mind to live for the sake of others, and will of commitment. So the mind, we have to have a heart of parents, a body of the servant, shedding blood for heaven, tears for earth, blood for man, tears for man, sweat for earth, tears for man, and blood for heaven. This is what your parents teach us. That when we can become these kind of people, then we can have the right kind of politics, the right kind of economy. We can't just use the satanic structure as it is, but we need to become people that can realize God's ideal.
Yeah.